It is encouraging to know that all things in our world seem like they're completely out of control. They're not. Amen. We can put our trust completely in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We appreciate everybody that's here and visitors that are here today. Lord bless you for being here. And we appreciate those yesterday who went out in ministry, maybe a dozen or more, 12 or 14 that came yesterday to work on putting together the outreach that we've been doing for some time now. And we just thank you for your willingness to do that. And seeds are being sown in the hearts of a lot of people. And we just praise the Lord that he gives us opportunities to reach people in our community that desperately need the Lord. Amen. So many that need the Lord. And the church has a calling and a responsibility to the unsaved, to people in our community that don't know the Lord. And so we are grateful that the Lord gives us opportunities. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, a couple of verses here in this chapter I want to read this morning, if you'll look there with me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I do believe that the Apostle Peter is describing the fact that even that gold is tried in the fire and it comes forth purified, that much like that, the same type of experience happens in the life of a believer. You go through a fiery, trying situation and you come forth like pure gold. You come out of the trial better than when you went into the trying situation. This is a trial of your faith. A trial of your faith. I know that faith can be defined a lot of different ways, but really, faith, your faith is just your daily dependence upon God. That's what your faith is. Every day, we're putting our trust in the Lord, and we live by that faith. Every day, confident that God is with us, confident that God is going to minister and move in our behalf. And we know that the world, everything in this world is passing away. It's all temporary. And if you have placed your dependence or your confidence in anything that's of this world, you're going to be sadly disappointed, because the world is, you're just going to come up empty if you're putting all of your confidence in the world. If your confidence is in your job, if it's in a paycheck, and if it's in a savings account, if it's in your house or your possessions or any of these things, it's all passing away. And the only thing that really matters and is really lasting is your faith and your confidence in God. Amen. And so we live every day of our life. That's really what faith is. It's just every day leaning on the Lord. Every day depending upon the Lord in your life experience, whatever that you might be going through. But we are facing some pretty serious days right now. And it's been, of course, very evident to us this weekend here in our own community that we're facing trying and difficult days. Demonic forces are at work in these last days. And we need to see it for what it is. It is the enemy at work in our world today. There's really a spiritual famine that is in our land. And I think most everybody, we sense it. We sense what's going on in our world right now. We recognize it for what it is. And there's no political answer. Let's face it, folks. It's not going to come from a Republican or a Democrat. It's just not. The answer is not going to come from any man-made solution. But we're moving into a time, and I think most everyone senses it. We recognize that these are days, are troubling days, the last days, and days of spiritual famine. The prophet Amos talked about these days that would come, saying, I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst for water, but of hearing of the words of the Lord. The last day famine is a spiritual famine. It's a great, great need in our land for the things of God and for a move of God. And everything that the world has to offer is emptiness and vanity, and it won't satisfy. It just will not satisfy. But an encouraging word is that God is with us even through the famine. You see this pattern all throughout the scripture, that whenever the people of God entered into a physical famine, that God worked through that situation. God worked in their lives. God brought them through those struggling times. And so you can be assured this morning that the Lord is going to be with you. He's going to be with us. He's going to be with the church in these last days. Amen. And we are certainly, there are troubling times all around us, a lot of darkness, a lot of spiritual need, spiritual famine in our world all around us. But the church will not fail in these last days if we'll hold fast to the Lord. Just a few examples of what happened in the life of people during seasons of famine, during times of natural physical famine. You remember that Ruth and Abimelech, her husband, that they left Bethlehem and the house of bread during a time of famine, and they went to Moab. Bad move, bad decision that they made. A lot of folks, whenever there is a spiritual drought and a spiritual famine, they make bad decisions. They do things that they shouldn't do and make choices that they shouldn't make. They made a decision to go into the land of Moab. And in the land of Moab, the husband died, the sons died, and nothing but more heartache and loss in Moab for them because of the bad decision that they made. But they heard about the possibility that now there's bread in Bethlehem. We can go back to the house of bread and go back there. And because they made the right decision to return back to the house of bread, back to Bethlehem, then God began to work in divine help and provision in their behalf. Praise God. And actually, the lineage of our Lord Jesus came through that very crucial decision that they made in an hour of famine. So when you see all around you a spiritual lack and a spiritual famine, that is a time to make a decision to draw nearer to the Lord, to stay close to the Lord, and to not allow the things that are going on around us to distract you away from the things that are most important, the things of God. Genesis chapter 12 is the account of Abraham receiving the promise of what he was going to do in his life, telling him, if you'll get out of your land, out of the land of your kindred, and go to a place that I'm going to show you. And we know that he went out by faith. Abraham went out by faith. The promise in Genesis chapter 12 is, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You see, this is God promising Abraham, this is what I'm going to do. But then in the next few verses, he goes right into a time of famine. He goes into a famine. And then he makes the decision to go to Egypt. And we know that in Egypt, he went to Egypt because the scripture says in verse 10 that the famine was grievous, meaning it was heavy upon them, and there was no solution. And so they looked for a man-made solution. But God delivered Abraham down in the land of Egypt, even though that he wanted his wife to lie about who she was and all of that. But God worked and provided an escape for Abraham. And he came out the very next chapter, chapter 13. Abraham goes back, builds an altar, calls on the name of the Lord. And God begins to promise and to fulfill the promise that he gave to him. This is what I'm going to do for you. This is how I'm going to work in your life. He came through the famine. And on the other side of it, he became stronger. And the promise of God was fulfilled. The thing that I just want to encourage you today is to understand, surely, we're in some dark times and at times of spiritual famine. That doesn't mean that we can't come through it and even be the better on the other side of it. And in the midst of the trying situations that are going on in our world right now, the Lord can help us. And so he promised him. He built an altar and he fulfilled his promise. I'm going to make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed be numbered. Arise, walk through the land and the length of it and the breadth of it, and I will give it unto thee. The promise was fulfilled on the other side of the famine. God can help us to be strengthened and to build our faith, even though that all around us, everything is going crazy. In our world, everything is seemingly completely out of control. It doesn't have to be that way. As a matter of fact, I believe that God can pour out his spirit and can send revival to our hearts and to our church and even to our community. Even in a time when things are so dark and evil and there is a season of spiritual famine in our land right now, we have to look to the Lord and know that God can bring us through it all. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. Another example of this is in the life of Joseph. You remember Joseph is sold into slavery by his own brothers. He ends up in Potiphar's house, and there he is falsely accused, lied upon, betrayed, finds himself in jail, in prison, for a period of about 12 years from the time that he is sold into slavery by his brethren until he comes out of prison. It's a 12-year period of time. That's a long time to suffer. That's a long time to go through a lot of things that he went through. But he came through it. And on the other side, God elevated him and positioned him to be the person that God was going to use to deliver not only Egypt, but his own people. Amen. So sometimes the dark times, the famine, the difficult times that we are in, it reveals just how important the people of God are and the church is. The church is valuable in these last days. Amen. We need to have a voice in these last days, and that voice needs to be a voice of faith and confidence that God is with us no matter what is going on in our world around us. God gave to Joseph wisdom in the time of famine. And even though he thought he was forgotten in that prison, God remembered Joseph in that prison situation that he was in and brought him out and used him. Remember,
Pharaoh had those dreams. He was troubled by them, trying to find someone that could explain to him what is going on, what is happening. It took a man of God like Joseph going through the fires of difficulty and through the challenging times that he went through. But God was faithful to put his hand upon him and to give him a word of wisdom in those times of famine. Amen. Now, you may not think that the church is important, but I want you to know that during dark times, in a time of spiritual famine like we're experiencing in our land right now, the church is more important than it's ever been. Amen. It's more important than it's ever been that the people of God remain faithful and true to the Lord. And God uses the people of God even in tough and difficult times. It was Joseph that was able to interpret those dreams and tell Pharaoh, these dreams are letting you know that there's a famine that's coming and you can be prepared for this famine. And he gave the wisdom, the instruction to Pharaoh, what to do, how to preserve, how to save up the grain so that after the 7 years of plenty, when the famine came, they would be ready for it. And so Joseph was used of God in a dark and a difficult time. And so will the church be used of the Lord. Even though there's a lot of darkness around us, we still have a divine call, a divine purpose in these last days. Amen. It's a wonderful story. Joseph went from a prisoner to second in command in all of Egypt, with a ring on his finger and a chain around his neck and a royal robe that was placed upon him and elevated from prisoner to prince in one day. I mean, completely turned things around because the man of God was needed in a dark time of famine. And so is the church needed. If there is ever a need for the church to be fired up, in revival, experiencing a move of God, it's in a time when all around us is chaos. All around us is darkness and rebellion and so much wickedness that's going on in our world around us. Oh, how necessary, how important it is that the church be moving into a spirit of revival. I want to encourage you that have been seeking the Lord about a move of God and about revival to continue to contend for it, to believe that God is going to pour out and is pouring out his spirit in these last days. Don't get your eyes on what's going on out there in the world and become defeated or discouraged. No, understand that God has a plan even for these last days, and he wants to use you and I, the church of the living God, in these last days. Praise God. Somehow the famine is the proving, the testing of our faith. It's a testing of our faith. That's the verse that I read, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold, perisheth though it be tried with fire. What's being tried? Your faith is being tried. Your faith is being tried in the last days, in these difficult days, these days of spiritual famine. Your faith will be put to the test, but you can come forth shining, bright, purified, usable in the hands of the Lord, and might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. When he returns, will he find faith in the earth? I believe he will. I believe in you and in me, in the church of the living God, that God is at work in these last days. Amen. Another account in the scripture is in Luke chapter 15. This young man, we call him the prodigal son. The word prodigal means waster. That's what he did. He didn't see the value of being in the father's house. He didn't see the value of his inheritance. And he wanted it right now. And he went out, the Bible says, and he wasted it in the world. He spent it all in riotous living. And then the Bible says there arose a famine. A famine. Somehow, spiritual famine has a way of opening your eyes. It has a way of helping you to see what you couldn't see before. And this young man began to realize, in my father's house, there was all kinds of provision. In my father's house, even the hired servants are protected and provided for. They've got all these things. Let me tell you, in the time of spiritual famine, there needs to be a commitment to the Father's house. Amen. To the house of the Lord. In the time of spiritual famine, you need to be committed to the house of the Lord and see the value of it. I've watched this over the years. I've a lot of years now in church and in ministry. And I've watched people slip away from the house of the Lord, slip away from their commitment to the house of the Lord. And as a result, tragedy would come. So much would happen in their lives because they have separated themselves from the house of the Lord. This young man recognized, when I was in the house of the Lord, I had all the food that I needed. When I was in the house of the Lord, I was protected. I had all the provision of the house of my father. When I was there, I had all these wonderful provisions. And he recognized it as he turns and leaves the pig pen and begins to make his way back to the father's house. Amen. What was it that awakened him? It was famine. It's bad enough to be in a starving situation. But he's in a spiritual famine as well and desperately in need and needs to get back to his father's house. Amen. Interesting thing is there's a famine in the land, but there's still a fatted calf in the father's house. Amen. There's a famine in the land, but the father is still there waiting and welcoming the son to come back from that far country, back to the Father's house. So I just pray that even though we're in a dark and a tough and a difficult time in our world and in our country right now, I pray that the spiritual famine would cause a lot of people to wake up and say, I need to get in the house of God. I need to get back to the Father's house. I need to get back to the place where there's protection and provision in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 4 and 15 says, for though we have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you have not many fathers. For in Jesus Christ I have begotten you through the gospel. Amen. Praise God. I know there's a lot of voices out there. I know you can tune in and hear a lot of preachers and teachers online. Nothing wrong with that. I do it myself. But it doesn't replace the house of the Lord. Amen. It doesn't replace the Father's house. Amen. The place where you can you have protection and you have accountability and you have the opportunity to serve and to learn and to grow in the things of the Lord. Get back to the house of the Lord. May spiritual famine in our land awaken people to recognize they need God's house. They need the Father's house. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful over the many years of the exposure that I've had personally to the things of God and to the house of the Lord and the things. Literally, when I review my life has been completely shaped by being in the Father's house, in the house of God. Amen. All the things that I have loved, all the things that have been important and valuable to me, all these things have been shaped in my life because my mother saw the need to be in the house of God, to be in the Father's house. And as things are getting darker and more difficult and challenging in these last days, and certainly there is a spiritual famine all around us, but do you know that in the house of God, that there can still be plenty. There can still be provision in the house of the Lord. There can still be the protection in the house of the Lord that's provided for us, even though all around us there is all kinds of difficult and challenging times that we are living in. Amen. The promise of the Lord is that God will use these times. He says, even though you have seasons of time, even though there are seasons of spiritual famine in our world and in our nation right now, even in the midst of all of that, you can be tried in the fire and you can come forth pure gold. Praise God. You can be transformed. In spite of all that's going on in our world right now, we can still experience the move of God and the outpouring of the Spirit of God. We can still experience His touch upon our life and the help of the Lord and the provision of the Lord. And I just challenge every one of you today, allow the Lord to stir your heart to see, sure, there's a lot of things going on around us, but we are safe in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God for the provision of God today. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord, that in the midst of so many things that are happening all around us in our world, we don't set our eyes upon those things. But Lord, our eyes are upon You. We thank You, Lord, that You care about Your people and You care about everyone, Lord, in this house today. And I just pray, Lord, that You would just bring help and encouragement to everyone. And Lord, that we, even though some may be going through challenging and difficult times, Lord, You can bring us through it like You brought Abraham through, like You brought Isaac through it, like You brought Ruth and Naomi through the trying times, Lord. So can You bring Your people through some trying times, and not just survival, but Lord, we can experience revival in the midst of it all. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we stand together this morning? And I just pray,